Name
of Jesus Christ, we'll continue our study of the Bible.
今天下午用从水和圣灵重生做题目跟大家来查考圣经。
Today's this afternoon's topic will be born of the water and spirit.
这是主耶稣所说的一句话。
These are the words uttered by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个道理实际上是对我们今天每一个信徒来说，包括我们的朋友和查考道理人都很重要的。
And the truth behind this is very important and applies to each and every one of us.
因为这是主耶稣自己说的，要进神的国得救的条件。
Because these were the criteria set forth by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们先来看约翰福音第三章。Let's
turn to the Gospel of John.
我们下午利用这个时间来查考一下这个道理。
We'll spend this hour, next hour studying about this.
我们来了解说圣灵哦。
And how we'll study how receiving the Holy Spirit has a direct correlation to our heavenly eternal life.
我们看第三章，约翰福音三章第一节。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。第二节。
2.
这个人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道。” 你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。第三节。Verse
3.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”第四节。4. 尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”第五节。Verse
5.
耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的。” 就不能进神的国。第六节。Six. 从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。第七节。Verse
7.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇，以把。Eight. 风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。第九节。Verse
9.
尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？” 好，第十节。Verse
10.
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”好，我们读到这里就好。那这一段，这是尼哥底母啊，这个人夜里来见主耶稣。这个人他夜里来见主耶稣，他问主耶稣的一些话。So this man
Nicodemus wanted to see Jesus Christ, and he had this question.
他其实。 是觉得说主耶稣他可以行这么多的神迹奇事，他一定是从神那里来的。He
assumes because that he came from God because of all the signs and wonders and miracles that he has performed.
他觉得说若是没有神的同在，无人能够行耶稣所行的这些事的。He
truly believed that without the power of God, no man is able to do such things.
那结果呢？主耶稣就跟他回答说：“他说，第三节啊，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
But in verse 3, Jesus Christ answered him, saying, "If you are, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God."
我们如果注意看呢，这个是不能够看见、看不到神的国了。The
key words here are cannot see the kingdom of God.
然后这个时候，这个重生这个道理对尼哥底母来说，他就想不懂什么叫重生？难道我还要重新进到母亲的腹中再生出来吗？
So what does it mean to be born again? Did Nicodemus think it was the physical, you must be born again?
那为了解决尼哥底母他这个不了解，不，他不听不懂这句话讲什么，主耶稣再进一步跟他讲明白，就是第五节说的。他说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。So
Jesus clarified this statement in verse 5, saying you must be born of the water and spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God.
那这个 他不能够进，他接下来他讲，接下来他讲哦，他说从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。And
verse 6 reads, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
那我们现在看主耶稣讲的这两句话，他一开始是说人若没有重生就不能见神的国，不能看不到啊。So
first statement by Jesus was that unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
然后 再进一步说明的时候，他说：“你若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国，就进不去。”
One step further, If you are not born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
然后呢，表示说从接下去主耶稣所说明在第六节，从水和圣灵生的跟从肉身生的是不一样的。
And verse 6 differentiates what does it mean to be born of the flesh and born of the spirit.
那从灵生的就是灵。
To be born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的是肉身，这我们明白了。
Born of the flesh is flesh, we all know that.
所以母亲生出的孩子就是像人一样啊，就是肉身啊。
Just like mammals, a mother would give birth to her offspring physically.
但是从灵生的就是灵哦。
But to be born of the spirit, that has to do of the spirit.
那表示说，现在主耶稣讲的这件事情都是跟灵有关系，跟从圣灵生的，他就可以看见神的国。
So all these statements have much to do with the spiritual realm.
也就是说，如果今天重生以后，那个眼睛就开了。
For example, if we were to be physically born today, our eyes would open and
see.
所以
重生是什么意思？
So what does it mean to be reborn?
如果没有重生，人在重生之前就是眼瞎的。
Without being reborn, we were once blind.
你看《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts.《
使徒行传》第二十六章，看第十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
二十六章十八节。
Acts 26:18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
对象自己。Verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sacrificed by faith in me.
那所以你看主耶稣他在约翰福音三章那里所讲的重生就是得救里面最起码的条件呢。
So back in John chapter 3, the most basic criteria is to be reborn.
在重生以前，一个人的眼睛是瞎的，就是他在撒旦的权下。
And as we have read, before we are reborn, we were once of the darkness, we were once blind.
那重生以后，他的眼睛就开，他就是从黑暗中归向光明，这个时候他就看见神的国。
But then, once you are reborn, you are then, your eyes are then opened.And now you are in the light, and you can see the kingdom of God.
然后就是罪蒙赦免，可以跟一切成圣人同得基业，就是有永生的盼望了。
So you are then, your sins are then forgiven, and now you have the hope of eternal life.
所以现在主耶稣他讲那句话，重生是很重要，他是要得救，一定要经过这个过程。
So to be reborn, this is a crucial to enter the kingdom of heaven. This is a crucial step. You must be reborn.
有人说悔改就是重生了。我今天听到耶稣的道理，他为我们牺牲，他流血了。哇，我认罪，那我悔改，这个就重生。其实圣经不是这样写啊。
Some think that once you have admitted to your sins and you have asked for forgiveness, then that is rebirth. But that is not the case.
当尼哥底母他还不明白的时候，主耶稣进一步跟他讲这个重生，就是他说要从水和圣灵生哦。
So when Nicodemus had his question, he did not understand what it is to be reborn. So Jesus had to explain further.
好，那如果主耶稣接下去三章五节说，如果是从水和圣灵生的，就能够进神的国。
So again in chapter 3 verse 5, Jesus said, unless you are born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那现在从水生的，我们。信主人我们都知道这个叫做洗礼，这个叫重生的洗。
And what does it mean to be born of the water? And we all know that is to be baptized.
所以那个后来使徒他们得圣灵之后，他们就明白啊，他们就知道说主耶稣讲的这个重生就是要经过赦罪的洗。
So all the apostles understood this concept that you must be baptized, and it's a baptism of remission.
那看提多书的三章第四节。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
提多书三章第四节。提多书。
Titus 3, verse 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
到了神我们救主的恩慈向他和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候， 第五节
Verse 5
他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新第六节
6
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的第七节
Verse 7
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世这里第五节特别提到照着主耶稣的怜悯、哦、然后借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新那么我们就有永生的盼望成为神的后世了
So verse 5 and 6 are very clear that we must be through the mercy of God we must be gone through the washing and regeneration through the Holy Spirit、
哦、跟圣灵的更新、哦、the renewing of
the Holy Spirit, and renewing of the Holy Spirit.、
哦、那这个圣灵他说是借神借着耶稣基督厚厚浇灌在我们身上的啦
And verse 6 whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior
那所以呢现在使徒他们明白主耶稣所讲的这句话他就是现在这个重生要进神的国就是要有重生的喜跟圣灵的更新
So again to be born again you must be born of the water and the Spirit
那当时候主耶稣对尼哥底母他特别跟他解释说从灵生就是灵嘛
And Jesus explained in verse 6 how once you're born of the Spirit, is Spirit.
啊，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为奇怪了。
And do not marvel of what I have said to you.
从灵生的这件事情，主耶稣进一步跟他说明，用风来做比喻了。
And in verse 8, he takes it, Jesus Christ takes it a step even further, using wind as an analogy.
约翰福音三章第八节说：“风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，却不知道它是从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是这样子啊。”
John 3:8 says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
那这个风啊，这个风这个字，其实在希腊文里面就是跟灵是一样的。
And in the Hebrew text, the wind is the same as Spirit.
所以主耶稣他既然用风吹有响声这件事情 来说明什么叫做从圣灵生的那在讲什么呢
So what does it mean here to be using wind as an analogy?
因为他说风是吹来吹去你看不到风但是你看到你听到它的响声你看到风吹之后的动静你就知道哦，风从这边来往那边去
Jesus explains that you know wind exists But you cannot see it. You can hear it and you can feel it, but you cannot see it.
那现在他说从灵生的也是这样，表示说今天如果一个人他领受圣灵之后，他会有跟风一样的很类似的表现呢。
And likewise, if one has received the Holy Spirit, they will characterize the same characteristics of wind.
所以你看今天一个人如果得圣灵以后，你看他一定会你会听到他的响声，就是。他会 说方言呢。
So when one receives the Holy Spirit today, you can see it. They can speak in tongues.
你可以看到那个人得圣灵，一定是可以看得出来的。
You can tell and see from your very own eyes.
也就是说，换一句话说，那个从灵生的哦，一定有一个很明显的证据让你可以判别的。
In other words, there is physical proof that one has received the Holy Spirit.
那这个从灵生的，从主耶稣这里看来，就是你看这个人就是一定会领受圣灵，会有一个让你可以。看得出来的表现。
So Jesus uses this analogy to explain that receiving the Spirit can be seen.
从主耶稣所讲的这句话，我们就看到说，从灵生的这件事，跟从水生的是两个可以分别出来的。
And how you can distinguish between receiving being born of the water and born of the Spirit.
今天我们重生到底是几？有人说重生是几次重生？
So one may ask today how many times can you be born again?
我们是从水重生一次，跟从圣灵重生一次，两次吗？还是一次重生？
Can you count it? Can you just get baptized once and receive the Holy Spirit once?
其实我们所看到主耶稣说从水跟圣灵重生，我们很清楚的看到那个重生的洗，就是我们洗礼的时候，就是在神面前罪被赦免，就是被神称义啊。我们这个叫做第一次的复活重生了。
So we know that being baptized in living water, we are reborn through that act.
然后你看提多书三章第五节，我们看到了他那个圣灵是神借着耶稣基督厚厚浇灌在我们身上，表示说我们一定会领受圣灵。
And back in Titus, it reads how we can receive the Holy Spirit.
所以你看从灵生的，从主耶稣讲那个风吹动的现象来看，表示说我们要经过灵洗，就是我们一定要领受圣灵的浸。
And in John 3, how the wind blows, this means that we can receive the Spirit. The Spirit must enter us.
所以从主耶稣所讲的这句话，约翰福音三章里面的信息，我们看得出，要见到神的国，他说要重生。
So in verse 3, Jesus says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以我们今天如果受洗啊，你看我们今天如果受洗以后啊，我们罪得赦，我们就看见了神国，我们眼睛开了吗？
So today, when we are baptized, our sins have been forgiven and washed away, and now our eyes are open anew.
所以当我们从水重生的时候，我们洗礼以后啊，我们被神称义。
And we have been justified by our own faith.
我们过去的罪都被赦免了，我们在神面前身份就不一样，就成为神的儿子。
We are now a new being because our old self has been washed away.
这样的一个转变是很快速，就是经过圣经所讲的那个洗礼浸礼起来，身份马上转变。
This is a very rapid transition from an old self to a new being. The second you emerge from the water, you are new man.
这个叫做从水重生了。
This is rebirth or being reborn
in water. 他说，主耶稣说，从圣灵生的，从水跟圣灵生活之后，能够进神的国。
But the second criteria is you must be born of the Spirit as well, and from these two, you can then enter the kingdom of heaven.
要进神的国，我们说什么是神的国？
So what is this kingdom? What is this heaven?
神的国是圣经说是义人的会，就是义人的国度了。
It is a place where righteous people congregate.
义人的国度，这个主耶稣自己讲，在马太福音第十三章，请看马太福音十三章。
It's a kingdom for righteous people. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
43节。
Verse 43.
马太福音十三章四十三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 43.
那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
这一主要讲这句话是在他在解释第二个撒种的第二个败子的比喻的时候，他所说明的。
So this is the parable of the good seed.
哦，那主耶稣说，义人在他父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。所以这个国度是义人的国度啊。
And how the righteous will shine forth as the sun. So this is a kingdom of righteous people.
那表示说，你看这个洗礼啊，洗礼是重生，是让我们可以进入神的国度嘛，哈。
So baptism, being born of the water.Is a step into the kingdom of heaven.
重生是变成在义的国，从撒旦的权下就归向真神了。
You have been transformed and have come out of the stronghold of the devil now into the light, the kingdom of God.
但是现在我们现在重生以后，为什么说还需要靠灵的？从圣灵重生就是要领受圣灵的浇灌。就是要得圣灵了。
So why is it that we must also receive the Holy Spirit?
所以今天呢，我们说今天进天国，主耶稣所讲的基本条件就是今天一个人要受洗，还要领受圣灵。
So the basic criteria of entering the kingdom of heaven is to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
然后我们可以进入神的义人的国度里面，所以现在是义人的国度哦。
Now you are then able to enter the kingdom of the righteous.
我们今天如果信主以后，如果没有靠着圣灵的更新来致使情欲的话，我们怎么样能够继续成为义人呢？
So how can we transform into righteous people without the power of Jesus Christ?
我们知道圣灵其实它是 做见证，所以你看有圣灵的见证，有圣灵的洗礼啊，那个洗礼才是真的有赦罪功效的。
The Holy Spirit is can testify for us. Therefore, we know that receiving the Holy Spirit is effective.
所以洗礼让我们被神称义嘛？哦。
So baptism justifies us.
但是一个被神称义人不是马上就可以进入神的国度啊。
But that does not mean we are automatically admitted into heaven.
就是其实就开始走天国路而已啊。
This just means you have now embarked on a journey toward the kingdom of God.
所以我们说洗礼只是入门，是进入看见的这个神的国度，我走上这条得救的道路而已。
Receiving the baptism of water is merely starting on this path toward the kingdom of God.
就好像以色列人他们出了埃及，他们过红海以后，他们开始走旷野路。
Just like back when the Israelites escaped from Egypt after they have crossed the Red Sea, now they have entered into the desert Sinai.
那他们现在走这个旷野路的时候是要经过考验的。
Walking through this desert Sinai was a 40-year task that brought them many trials and tribulations.
40年之后，你看以色列百姓其实真的进迦南地的人不多啊。
And if you think about it, after 40 years, not many people were able to enter their final destination.
那到这个40年之后，哪些人可以进去的？
So after 40 years, who was able to enter?
圣经说那个专心跟从神的人进去的。
Only those who were focused on God and those who have faith for God are able to enter.
民数记三十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记三十二章。
Numbers chapter 32.
看第十一节。
Verse 11.
民数记三十二章十一节。十一节说，凡从埃及上来二十岁以外的人，断不得看见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许之地，因为他们没有专心跟从我。这里提到说，如果在这个旷野路上没有专心跟从神的，都进不了应许。
So here says in the latter half of verse 11, if you during this time in the desert,You do not wholly follow me, then you will not enter the land of Canaan.
十二节神特别说，在二十岁以上被数点过的只有耶稣雅跟加勒，他们专心跟从神，所以他们得以看见，他们可以进入。
Verse 12 says there are only two gentlemen able to enter, and that was Caleb and Joshua, for they have wholly followed the Lord.
所以你看，这个就是在这个天国路上啊，我们要进入神的国度里面，要经过这个考验的期间。像旷野路一样，要专心跟从主。
So on the same token, our journey towards heaven is just like this journey through the desert into the land of Canaan. You will have to endure through trials and tribulations.
那现在要能够专心跟从主，在这个旷野路上，为什么要领受圣灵的见证？要从圣灵重生。主耶稣接下来讲，其实主耶稣把一个很重要的事情一次讲完而已。他把怎么进天国这个。
So Jesus here, in explaining to Nicodemus, he explained it all in one fell swoop.
从圣灵生的，就是接下来主耶稣说要，这个就是主耶稣说的要领受圣灵的浸。
And these were the criteria set forth by Jesus in entering the kingdom of God.
有圣灵的浸以后呢，我们就有办法制止情欲。
And how the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, must enter us, and through this.Can we then transform into a new being?
圣灵要成为我们追求圣洁、专心跟从神的帮手。
The Holy Spirit is our helper, our counselor to guide us down the right path.
圣灵会帮助我们的软弱，因为我们人是肉体，实在是很多软弱的。
The Holy Spirit will help us in our fleshly desires and to control our weaknesses.
圣经一直提到说那个圣灵哦，就是神应许要从上头来给我们的力量。
And the Bible clearly says that the Holy Spirit will be granted to us and how the power of it will enter through us.
那我们今天呢，要能够靠着圣灵成为圣洁。
So today we must rely on this Holy Spirit in order to remain pure.
在彼得前书，我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章，这里有一句话。
First Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第二节了哈。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章二节说，好，这个就是彼得他写信的。第二节他是写给哪些人？就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。这里提到说是借着圣灵 得以成为圣洁。
And how verse 2 it reads, we are sanctified by the Spirit.
哦，所以因着圣灵我们成为圣洁，这个叫做在提多书三章五节说，这个叫圣灵的更新。
And same as chapter 3 verse 5, the washing and regeneration, renewing of the Holy Spirit, this is the same as here in 1 Peter, how we are sanctified.
义人的国度如果没有成为圣洁是进不了了，进不去的。
The kingdom of God is one of righteous people. And without being sanctified, we are not able to enter.
所以我们今天你看，我们受洗以后，我们的罪得赦免以后，接下去我们不是说那我就得救，我就放心了。
So today, after we are baptized, though our sins have been forgiven, does not mean we automatically enter the kingdom of God.
我们人还是会很容易体贴肉体，因为我们活在世上，我们还有肉体。
But we live in this world of evil, and because of our own fleshly weaknesses, we need this Holy Spirit.
罗马书说，我们如果体贴肉体，就是收什么？收败坏，最后是死亡。
And Romans says that if we serve our fleshly desires, then the ultimate ending is death.
但是我们如果体贴圣灵，就是生命平安。
But if we are of the Holy Spirit, then we shall receive peace.
我们先来看一下罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们现在请看第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书八章五节。八章五节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事情，随从圣灵人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
这里在说，今天我们在走在天国路上的时候，我们从水重生以后，我们很重要就是要能够继续追求体贴圣灵的事情，致死情欲。
So in this journey of faith, after the very first step of being baptized, we must live according to the Spirit, and our minds must be of the Spirit.
圣灵要帮助我们成为圣洁。
The Holy Spirit will help us remain pure.
第十三节，请看第十三节。
Let's see Romans 8 verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, and you put the death, the deeds of the body, you will live.
那所以呢，今天我们要很重要，就是要有圣灵帮助我们成为圣洁，才能够在神的义人的会里面站立得住，有一份。
So we must rely on this Holy Spirit to help us and guide us and to sanctify us, that we can one day enter this kingdom of righteous people.
那这个圣灵的从圣灵的重生这件事情啊。我们如果看罗马书八章第九节
Now let's turn to look at verse 9, Romans 8 verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。
Now if the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you are of the Spirit.
人，主耶稣是我们人类的救主。主耶稣是我们人类的救主。
Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Messiah.
我们今天相信耶稣很重要，就是要能够属耶稣嘛。
Today we believe in Jesus because we want to be like Jesus.
如果我们今天没有基督的灵，圣经这里说他就不属基督。
We want to be of Jesus, and those that do not have the Spirit, then they are not of Christ.
就是不属基督，就是跟主耶稣基督没有份，那怎么还可能得救呢？
So if you're not of Christ and you have no part with Him, then how can you enter this kingdom of God?
所以主耶稣说，人若是没有从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So Jesus clearly explained to Nicodemus that unless you have born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是为什么我们说洗礼很重要，赦罪，接下来我们要领受圣灵，能够真的追求圣洁，才能够进入神的国度。
So that is why we emphasize on not only baptism for the remission of sins, but also praying for the Holy Spirit to help us as our counselor and live a very holy life.
那这个从圣灵生的，其实主耶稣他的信息里面很清楚，就是要领受圣灵的浸，浸在圣灵里面呢。
And the key word here is to enter into the Spirit.
我们看主耶稣他自己说的，他在特别在升天前哦，还这样子特别交代门徒一定要追求圣灵啊。
Let us see what Jesus said in his last few hours.
我们看使徒行传第一章，使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
请看第四节。
Verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Here Jesus says that John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
第五节哈，第五节说要受圣灵的浸呢哈，那个圣灵的洗跟那个水洗是一样的，是浸在圣灵里面。我们说洗礼是全身进入水里面嘛，圣灵是圣灵的浸，浸在圣灵里面哦。
Verse 5 says you must be baptized with water, but also be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是主耶稣所讲的这个从灵生的意思。
So here, this is
从灵生的，从水和圣灵生嘛，从圣灵生。
So we are not only born of the water, we are also then born of the Spirit.
那真的照主耶稣所应许的，后来使徒们就领受圣灵了。
So according to the word of Christ, they all the apostles received the Holy Spirit.
所以他们所谓他们领受圣灵的洗是什么现象？
So, what does it mean? What are the signs of being baptized with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的洗就是第二章开始，他们五旬节得圣灵的时候，你看他们被圣灵充满。
Now, if you see the details in chapter 2 of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
舌头像火焰就显现落在他们个人头上了。
Tongues of fire entered them.
然后他们就开始讲起别国的话了。
And they uttered foreign tongues.
就是圣灵赐给他们的口才，他们就可以说出来的这个奇异的舌音呢。
So through the Holy Spirit entering into them, they are now able to speak in unknown tongues.
这就是主耶稣所讲的圣灵的浸，圣灵的洗。
This is exactly what Jesus meant by being baptized of the Holy Spirit.
那借着这个圣灵的帮助哦，就开始去追求圣洁。所以靠着圣灵致使情欲之后，我们就靠着圣灵就得到生命了，就是这样子的。
So we are baptized of the water to cast our evil self and then baptized with the Holy Spirit to guide us down the path of holiness and righteousness.
你看当使徒他们先领受这个圣灵的浸以后啊，接下来在使徒行传第十一章，我们看第十一章。
And after they have received the Holy Spirit, let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
第十一章的第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十四从十四节开始
，Starting with verse 14，
他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。十五节
，15，
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。第十六节
，verse 16，
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。十七节
，17，
神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？好，第十八节
，verse 18。
众人听见这话就不言语的，只归荣耀给神说，说啊，这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。这句话是彼得他跟哥尼流洗礼以后回去耶路撒冷去报告的时候所讲的话。
And these were the words uttered by Peter to Cornelius on their way back to Jerusalem.
他说。哎，我到哥尼多的家去，我一开讲在讲这个主耶稣的救恩的时候，圣灵就降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样啊。
And here it says, as soon as they entered the man's house to speak, the Holy Spirit entered them.
那表示说 当时候哥林多他们的家在那里听道理的人都得圣灵了。
So this means that all those who were there listening all received the Holy Spirit.
他们的现象跟彼得当初五旬节的时候得圣灵一样的，一模一样的。
The signs that they characterized were all the same as that of the Pentecost.
他们可以听见他们讲方言。
They can hear them speak unknown tongues.
他们一定也是像风吹过大大响声吹过，他们会震动。
Just like being moved by wind, their body moved likewise.
然后他说这个时候第十六节哦，他说彼得他就想起来说啊，主耶稣说，约翰用水施洗，但是你们要受圣灵的洗啊，是一样的。
So Peter then remembered the word of the Lord, word for word. John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，受圣灵的洗，圣灵的浸什么意思
？So what does it mean to be baptized of the Holy Spirit?
就得圣灵。
That is to receive the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵怎么看得出来
？And how do you know you have received the Holy Spirit?
就是他说方言。
You speak unknown tongues.
这个就是主耶稣所说的从圣灵重生了。
So this is what it means by being born of the Spirit.
那要怎么样领受圣灵的浸
？And how do you receive the Holy Spirit?
我们今天很多人在读圣经的时候，他会很自然的想说，那。如果圣经这样写，那我就祷告，我就祷告也可以得圣灵啊。
So many people think, if this is the case, then all I need to do is pray for the Holy Spirit, and I shall receive it.
是的，今天如果一个人愿意顺从真理，他一定可以得圣灵。
Indeed, if you ask for, you shall receive.
但是我们现在看圣经里面所记载的这些信息啊，我们今天来到教会查考道理，要怎么样领受圣灵啊？我们现在想这个问题就好。
So today we here study the truth. Let's ask ourselves, how do we receive the Holy Spirit?
从圣经的观点看来啊，要寻找要得圣灵这件事情，一定要到神的锡安山到耶路撒冷来。
So there's a certain way to receive the Holy Spirit.
就是要到神的锡安山啊，到教会了。
And that is to go to the Mount Zion, which is the church.
你看。请看撒迦利亚书第十四章。撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 3.
第十四章。撒迦利亚书十四章。
Zechariah chapter 14.
我们请看第十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章的十七节。
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 17.
地上万族当中，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王万军之神的，必无雨降在他们的地上。
Verse 17, and it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain.
这里雨其实在讲有关于圣灵的事情。
And of course, this rain signifies the Holy Spirit.
对，就代表着就是一表的圣灵。要他说，如果不到耶路撒冷去啊，就没有雨降在他们身上。
Unless you return the land of Jerusalem, there shall be no rain upon you.
那这个耶路撒冷我们都知道就是锡安山，那我们在查考圣经的时候，我们知道锡安代表教会。
So we know Jerusalem is Zion and Zion is the church.
要找耶稣一定要到锡安去嘛，我们上次查考过的。
And in order to and we have studied this before, in order to see Jesus, we must return to Zion.
神自己说他要住在锡安啊。
Because Jesus said he, you can find him there.
如果不到锡安去，找不到神呢、啊、
？If you don't go there, you cannot find him.
其实神当然到处都有的。
But of course, God is omnipresent.
但是神他自己选说，我住在这里啊。
So why did he say I live here?
哦，所以你看诗篇第一百三十二篇呢、啊、
？So let's turn to Psalm
132. 第132篇。
Psalm 132.
你看第十三节。
13.
这就是教会的概念。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His dwelling place, and this is the church.
第十四节
，verse 14.
这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
从这几节圣经也看出来，今天我们要领受这个从灵重生这件事情怎么办？来到神的真教会。
So what is the next step after receiving the Holy Spirit? You must go to the church where the Lord dwells.
所以今天我们来到真教会一定要把握机会。
So we must take advantage of the time we have here.
要能够在这里体验圣灵的浇灌。
To truly experience and witness the downpouring of Holy Spirit.
然后接下来要领受圣灵，圣经里面其实主耶稣还给我们一些比较具体的做法，怎么做。
And actually, Jesus Christ also details into more concrete ways of how to receive the Holy Spirit.
使徒他们哦，他们领受圣灵之后，他们就有感动。
When the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they were very moved.
他们知道说怎么样得圣灵的秘诀。
They know exactly how to receive the Holy Spirit.
看使徒行传第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
五章三十二节
Acts chapter 5 verse 32
我们为这事做见证神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证
And we are his witnesses to these things And so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him
这里说神赐圣灵给那个顺从的人呢
So here clearly says that in order to receive the Holy Spirit you must obey him
你看以前、哦、在使徒那个时候凡顺从使徒所教训的、哦他们都领受圣灵了。
Now, back in the times of the apostles, those who followed their ways all received the Holy Spirit.
你看从使徒行传的第八章开始。
Now, from Acts chapter 8 onward,
撒玛利亚人他们领受圣灵。
Yeah, the Samaritans even received the Holy Spirit.
到第九章保罗领受圣灵。
Now, in chapter 9, Paul received the Holy Spirit.
到第十章哥尼流领受圣灵。
Chapter 10, Cornelius received the Holy Spirit.
到第十九章，以弗所的人领受圣灵。
Chapter 19, all those in Ephesus received the Holy Spirit.
这些人领受圣灵都有一个特质，就是他们都听使徒所讲的话。
And what do they
所告诉他们的方法
？And what commonality do they have amongst all them? They obeyed the teachings of the apostles.
所以顺从真理，领受使徒的教训，这个就是得圣灵的关键了。
Obeying the word and the ways of God and the apostles, this is a teaching of God, and this is the way to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们如果查考道理，我们明白之后，一定要顺从真理。
So today, if we believe and understand the word of God, we must obey it.
这是要领受圣灵的浇灌的方式，神所告诉我们的。
This is the way to receive the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，从使徒行传第十九章呢，我们看到一个事实。
Now, from Acts chapter 19 onward, we will notice one thing.
那是以弗所那里的信徒啊，他们问题在哪里？问题洗礼的问题。
In the church of Ephesus, they had one problem, and that had to do with baptism.
就是他们的罪还没有得赦免。
Their sins have not been forgiven.
所以他们即使信耶稣之后，哎，他们也没有听过圣灵，也没有得过圣灵。
So even though they now believe in Christ, they have not.Heard of this Holy Spirit, nor have they received it.
等到他们奉耶稣的名洗礼，罪得赦免之后，哎，祷告就得圣灵了。
Not until they received baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, were they then able to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以受洗罪得赦之后，领受圣灵，这个就是从这个接下来就是从灵重生了。
So you baptize for the forgiveness of sins, then receive the Holy Spirit, and now you have been born of the water and Spirit.
所以赦罪。接受洗礼让罪得赦免，其实就是领受很自然的领受要得圣灵这个应许。
So, receiving baptism for the forgiveness of sins, the promise after that is the Holy Spirit.
我们照主耶稣所说的努力去求。
And just like Jesus Christ said, we must ask diligently.
那我们现在要求圣灵，既然是应许，之后要求啊，怎么求
？So now that it's been promised to us, and we must ask for it, how do we ask for it?
马太福音第五章第三节，主耶稣说：“那个虚心的人有福了。”
Matthew chapter 5 says, "Those with the meek heart are blessed."
虚心的人有福了，因为什么
？Blessed are the meek, and why is that?
就是天国是他们的，对不对
？Because they shall inherit the earth.
虚心的人有福，天国是他们，所以能够进去啊。
Because they shall inherit the kingdom of God.That means they are guaranteed entrance.
那第八节说谁有福？他说清心的人有福了。
And verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
因为他们必得见神。
For they shall see God.
所以我们祷告的时候要怎么样？虚心，然后清心。
So this teaches us that when we ask, we must not only be meek and humble, We must be pure in
heart. 虚心才会有办法顺从真理了。
In order to be, to obey the word, we must humble ourselves.
神的话，我们就其实有时候我们不明白，我们就先啊，主啊，你求你指导我，让我明白。
Sometimes we do not understand or cannot understand the word of God. We must humble ourselves and ask God to help us.
然后呢，用信心到神面前来。
And by our faith, we must come before God.
所以希伯来书十一章第六节说，你看到神来的人一定要有信。
So in Hebrews it says, before you come to my presence, you must first believe.
相信神一定会赏赐那寻求他的。
Believe that those that come before God will be blessed.
那我们要能够专心祷告嘛，哈。
And of course, we must be focused when we pray.
所以主耶稣在教我们祷告的时候，他说：“你进到内屋去，把门关起来。”
Jesus Christ taught us to go into a room, close the door.
不是说我们真的要进到那个 closet 里面去关，把自己关在里面呢。
Of course, this is not a literal translation.
是要我们把我们的心门关起来，把我们真的把世界隔绝，我们真的很专心在神面前跟他对话。
What Jesus meant was that we must close the door to our hearts, and only think about Him.
然后呢，恒切祷告。
And pray earnestly.
那个罗马书十二章里面有一句话说，祷告要恒切。
Romans 12 says we must pray with earnest.
主耶稣在路加福音十八章讲一个比喻，就是那个不义的官跟那个寡妇啊，切求的寡妇。
And Luke chapter 18.
主耶稣讲个比喻啊。要告诉我们说，祷告不可以灰心呢。
There is a parable about one who doubted, and you cannot doubt when you pray.
就是不要灰心，不要 lose your heart.
Do not lose your heart. Be persistent.
要一直祷告，最后一定得到。
Be persistent to the end, and you shall receive.
然后从主耶稣所告诉我们的，还有一个很重要的方式。
And lastly, there was one very key way taught to us by Jesus.
这一点跟这个主耶稣讲这句话跟顺服有关系。
And this has a direct correlation to obeying him.
看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
看第十五节。
Verse 15.
十四章十五节。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我要求父，父就要另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
十七节就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
这里你要看到主耶稣愿意，他说要求天父赐给我们保惠师，跟我们永远同在。他那个条件是什么？他那个要求是什么？你们若爱我，遵守我的命令。
So in order to receive this helper that may abide with us forever, what is the criteria? That is, you must love him and obey his commandments.
所以我们今天一定要立定一个心志，我要愿意遵守主的命令。
So we must set forth and be resolute.And to keep his commandments.
主耶稣说什么，我就做什么。
What Jesus said, we must do.
那这样子，我们其实很多时候，神他主动爱我们。
God always loves us.
就是神主动的，他 proactively 爱我们哦。所以有时候我们祷告的时候，你看，其实我们真的只是为了要帮求神主啊，你帮助我，让我可以遵守你的命令，我愿意来真的照你的话做。
So God loves us proactively, and He shows it in this way.
当我们有这个心志的时候，神他就把圣灵赐给我们了。
As long as we ask and love Him back, then we shall receive Holy Spirit.
所以要得到圣灵的浸，其实就是遵守主的命令而已，很简单啊。
So it's quite simple to be baptized of the Spirit. All it means is you must obey His commandments.
以一个谦卑的心顺从真理。
Have a meek and humble heart and obey His commandments.
然后恒心的相信，恒切的祷告，相信主耶稣必定成全。
Pray earnestly and come forth with faith.
而且现在这个保惠师，这个圣灵的道理，如果我们认识他了，我们知道以后。
And now that we understand and see and know him.
那么主耶稣他看人的心呢，看他那个愿意的哦，他说叩门的就给他开门了。
And God sees that those who knock The door will be open, and he sees how earnest you are.
凡是到神面前来的，没有一个失望的。
Not one person who comes before God, will perish.
哦，所以主耶稣基督他告诉我们的这个道理，他是说要从水和圣灵重生。
So Jesus Christ again taught Nicodemus, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit.
然后就能够进神的国。
And that way, you can then enter the kingdom.
这就是今天我们所讲的这个道理本身，它是最精华的部分。
So this is the most basic of the truth that we have studied.
我们靠着圣灵，因着圣灵的做见证，那个洗礼有可有赦罪的功用。
Being baptized of the water has the ability to remiss our sins.
靠着圣灵，让我们可以追求圣洁。
And we must rely on the Holy Spirit to lead a path, a life of righteousness.
我们真的成为专心跟从耶稣的人。
And if we truly obey him and listen to his commands and live a life of Christ,
不但眼睛开了，而且真的能够进入那个义人的国度。
Not only will our eyes be open, then we will also have the doors and the gates to the kingdom of heaven open to us.
我们就成为神国的子民。
Now we are then the children of the kingdom of God.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
We'll ask God to guide each and every one of us.
我们来唱诗157首。
Let's sing hymn 157.